Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for coming to the presentation. Today, we're going to talk about a study exploring the relationship between FDA drug approvals and patent life. We don't have any interest conflicts to disclose. The outline of this presentation is going to include the background, objectives, data and methods, results, discussion, conclusions, and limitations. Let's start with the background part. The intellectual property promotes scientific progress and facilitates the transfer of technology by requiring public disclosure of inventions. The intellectual property also limits competition and increases costs. The patent is the most important form of intellectual protection for new drugs. This graph shows the new drug application patent and exclusivity life. As we can see from the graph, the patent life starts from the point of the patent filing to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, or USPTO. And it takes some year from USPTO patent filing to the FDA approval. In this study, we define the effective patent and the market exclusivity life is the time period from FDA approval to all the patent and exclusivity expiration. It's worthwhile to mention that the orphan exclusivity and the Waxman-Hatch Act exclusivity run concurrently with the patent life, and the pediatric exclusivity is added in addition to all the patent and exclusivity non-expired patent and exclusivity life. The major regulation changes during the past 30 years include the Orphan Drug Act in 1983, the Waxman-Hatch Act in 1984, the PDUFA in 92, EURA in 95, and FDAMA in 1997. Let's move on to the objective section. The objectives of this study were to examine the effective patent life of new molecular entities approved in the U.S. between 1980 to 2009, and to analyze the impact of drug regulatory changes on the number of new molecular entities approved and the effective patent life, and also to assess the association between the effective patent life and the number of new molecular entities approved. Data and methods. The data in this study derived from approved drug products with therapeutic equivalence evaluations, also known as Orange Book, from the FDA in the study period of 1980 to 2009. We also used the drug at FDA database in 2009. All the data were updated through December 31st, 2009. As part of the methods, the effective patent and market exclusivity life were defined as the period from new drug application approval to market exclusivity and patent expiration. We used the first and last patent to estimate the minimum and the maximum effective patent life. We used the Poisson regression models to analyze the association between effective patent life and the new market entity approvals. The model is equal to the log of the new market entity approval is the linear function of minimum effect patent life or the maximum effect patent life and the therapeutic class. We also use the time delay factor to adjust this model. The rationale behind the time delay factor is that it takes some time for the pharmaceutical companies from the moment that they make the research and development decision till the new drug application being filed. The differences between groups was assessed using t-test and Wilkinson rank sum test. The significance level was set at 0.05. Now let's go through the results. This graph shows the new molecular entities approved by the FDA during the study period. There were 103 new molecular entities approved in early 1980s, and this number increased steadily till late 1990s, with a peak of 186 approvals at late 1990s. And then the approval number decreased during the 2000s to less than 110 in early 2000s and to less than 100 at later 2000s. 65% of the new molecular entities, or 67 new molecular entities approved in early 1980s, are still in the market, while over 80% of the new molecular entities approved in the 1990s are still in the market. This table shows the effect of regulatory changes on new molecular entity approved. The table shows the average number of new molecular entity approved by year before and after each regulatory changes. We can see from the table that there was an increase of the average number of new molecular entities after majority part of the regulatory changes. And the increase after PDUFA and EURA was statistically significant, while the increase after Orphan Drug Act and the Waxman-Hatch Act was increased but was not statistically significant. This graph showed the effective patent life of new molecular entities approved by the FDA during the study time period. While the data from 2005 to 2009 was red censored because the patent extension takes 4 to 6 years to be granted, which in other words, the patent extensions are yet to be approved for the new drug applications that was approved in 2000. So in the following research on the effective patent life, we will only focus on the time period from 1980 to 2004. From the graph, we can see that both the minimum and the maximum effective patent life increased from 1980s to 1990s, and there was a slightly decrease from 1990 to the early 2000s. The average of minimum effective patent life was 10 years in the early 1980s, and this number increased to 12 years by the late 1990s. The average of maximum effective patent life was about 12 years in the early 1980s, and this number increased to 16 years by the 1990s. This table shows the effect of regulatory changes in new molecular entity effective patent life. The table shows the average of the effective patent life before and after each regulatory changes. We can see that both the minimum and the maximum effective patent life increased after all five regulatory changes. And the increase of the maximum effective patent life was all statistically significant after all the five policy regulatory changes. And the increase for the minimum effective patent life after PDUFA and EURA were also statistically significant. This graph shows the result from the Poisson regression model, which sought to analyze the association between the new drug application new molecular entity approvals and the effective patent life. In the model, we use the minimum effective patent life or maximum effective patent life as a variable. The model also includes therapeutic class as a variable. The table shows the results of the estimate for minimum effective patent life and maximum effective patent life. For the therapeutic class, we only include the result of the p-value as the overall indicator the effect of the therapeutic class to the new molecular entity approvals, because we have 14 therapeutic classes. If anyone was interested in the estimate for each therapeutic class, we can provide the results. So from the results, we can see that the minimum effective patent life had a statistically significant effect on the log of the new molecular entity approvals. The estimate was 0.027, which means that every 1 year increase of the minimum effective patent life, the expected increase of the log of new molecular entity approvals is 0.027. The maximum effective patent life didn't have statistically significant impact on the log of new malignancy approvals. While the p-value for the therapeutic class is less than 0.001, which means that the therapeutic class was statistically significant, explaining the difference of the log of new malignancy approvals. Then, in the next model, we include 5-year time delay factor in the model. While in this model, neither minimum nor maximum effective pattern life effect was statistically significant. But the therapeutic class was still statistically significantly explaining the difference of the new malignancy approvals. Now we talk about the discussion. So besides effective pattern life, there are many other variables that could explain the new malignancy approved in the study period, which include the market size, the public funding, the specialization in the selected therapeutic class due to the economics of scale, the prevalence of the disease, and the status of scientific development. The conclusions. We conclude that the new malignancy approved by the FDA increased from 1980s to 1990s and decreased from 1990s to 2000s. The federal regulation had a statistically significant effect in the number of new malignancy approved by the FDA. Both the minimum and the maximum effective pattern life increased from 1980s to 1990s and slightly decreased in the first half of the 2000s. Federal regulation had a statistically significant effect in the length of effective pattern life. The minimum effective pattern life and the therapeutic class were statistically significant, explaining the difference in the number of new malignancies approved in the study period, while the maximum effective pattern life does not explain the differences in the number of new malignancies approved. Now we move on to the limitation part. The study focuses on patent and market exclusivity of the first new drug application of the new market entities. Interactions or co-effects of the implementation of several regulatory measures may exist. Data for 2000 was red-censored. We included the first and the last patent listed in the Orange Book and excludes other patents listed in the Orange Book and also excludes the patents were not listed in the Orange Book. We exclude the intellectual property rights other than patent life, patents, and pediatric exclusivities. Thank you very much.